This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to Generation Next, a show for charismatic, charming, attractive, funny young people like myself on Joy 94.9.
You are with Generation Next on Joy 94.9, here today with Patrick, Dylan and Eleanor. Hello, it's so nice. This is my second show. I feel like I'm already part of it.
Oh, you feel like, Lisa, we can hear Lisa in the background there.
Yes, Lisa.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, it's fantastic to hear Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Now, Lisa is from Genderqueer Australia, which is a social and peer support group for people who don't fit into the gender norms. Before we dive straight into the chat, can you describe in your own words what genderqueer is?
It's all about basically including people who aren't necessarily included in the general population. So you're sort of, you've got your male side of the gender spectrum and female side of the gender spectrum in both sort of the quote-unquote normal people out there, plus in the gender community. And the people who sit in between don't necessarily have a place to feel comfortable or supported.
It's quite a loaded word, normal, isn't it?
What is normal, though?
Yeah, I think when we're using the term normal here, we're not trying to denote that it is normal as such. What we're referring to is, I suppose, the binary system by which mainstream culture is basically it subscribes to. Is that correct, Lisa? Would you say that?
So, in the greater community, you would be called normal, quote, quote, inverted commas, if you were male, liked footy, liked a beer, and liked women. Just to sort of make it as stereotypical as possible. And
well, I'm three.
And real normal women like high heels and makeup and giggly girly drinks. These are stereotypes.
I'm so sorry.
You've got your end point stereotypes here.
Normal sounds boring to me.
Indeed.
I'm sorry, it really does.
I absolutely love that quote from Morticia Adams, and she's like, what is normal? Normal to a spider is utter chaos to the fly.
Yes, indeed. So genderqueer is basically, it's a self-designation, for want of a better expression, where sort of you don't necessarily identify as strictly male or strictly female. You feel you're a mixture of both, or you feel just completely outside of it. The closest thing you would find is sort of just calling yourself a human being.
Right. So, Lisa, how long has Genderqueer Australia been running for?
It's been a while now. I'm quite impressed with it, actually. It's we started in December 2010. So that's, carry the two.
December 2010?
Nearly 4 years. That's pretty impressive, I think. Yeah.
What's the four-year anniversary present? I wonder what it is. I've got to think
Cake
of something.
Cake or death.
Sorry?
Cake or death.
Ah.
It's just that simple. Now, Lisa, each month Genderqueer has a catch-up.
Yes.
What can a newcomer to the catch-up expect? And if you are, say, if you're like myself or Patrick, where we're cisgendered, or Patrick is androgynous, would we be welcome to come along to a genderqueer catch-up?
Basically, anyone that's human is welcome. Plus we get the odd soft toy as well. So, hey, we're very inclusive, ultimately. You can expect to see people drinking cups of tea and coffee, chatting about all sorts of things, not necessarily gender stuff. It's certainly not political, so sort of that's an additional consideration, because some groups are very political and they want to exert change on the world. We are exerting change on one another. We're just letting each other be who we are. So you'll find ultimately a very, very accepting environment.
And a very safe space as well.
And to address Dylan's comment, everyone's welcome. It doesn't matter if you're trans or genderqueer or not quite sure, or bi or gay. These are all just sort of, I consider them secondary labels. Ultimately, you're a human being first.
Yeah, you don't have to be strictly male or strictly female. You just have to be strictly awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yes, yeah, strictly.
Hey, I can play along to that drum beat.
Yeah, it's easy.
And so when and where is the next catch-up, Lisa?
So the next catch-up is this Saturday coming, and I think it's the 5th of April, if I can just check my diary thingy me doodah. Yes, it is the... Scroll down. Sorry, 5th of April.
In fact,
2 o'clock. If you're on Facebook and you're seeing it, it says 3 o'clock. Facebook lies. Facebook can't work out. Facebook,
it's a decoy.
It can't work out the difference between daylight saving and everything else.
Either that or it's telling us to be fashionably late.
Indeed, yes, quite.
But it's never fashionable to be late, so show up at 2.
How long will the event be going for?
Normally it goes from about 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock or thereabouts. You just rock up, sit down, you chat, and you get to know people. It's a great way to meet other like-minded people as well.
And if people can't make it to the day, but they'd love to get in contact with Genderqueer, where can people find more information?
Yeah, well, genderqueer.org.au. It's the website we've managed to snag for ourselves. And just the contact GQA button on the left-hand side is the way through. Plus, we're on Facebook, GQ Oz, I think it's called. Hang on, yes, facebook.com/GQAUS, Genderqueer Oz. We're also on Google Plus and Twitter.
Oh, wonderful. We'll put up all the links on the Facebook page
for
Gen Next. So thank you so much for speaking with us, Lisa. Oh,
thank you for having me.
Yes, and I look forward, anyone who is interested to go along, come along and be strictly awesome. Yeah.
Yep,
with Genderqueer Australia. Thank you, Lisa.
Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much.
Bye. We've got more Gen Next coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Adam Bandt, Federal Member of Parliament for Melbourne, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.